Indonesia. Tudo bom?
On Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Qatar commits to investing $2 billion through the Nusantara Agency. Russia reaffirms commitment to strengthen economic ties with Indonesia. I'm Ray, and this is the news and details. Qatar commits to investing $2 billion through the Nusantara Agency. Dora Parvede with the reports.
The government of Qatar has committed to investing $2 billion in Indonesia through the Nusantara Investment Management Agency. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto made the announcement following a meeting with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, at the Emiri Dewan Palace in Doha on Sunday. President Prabowo emphasized that Qatar is eager to enhance investment in Indonesia, with the government pledging the $2 billion investment via the Nusantara platform.
He will invest with Nusantara, a joint fund. He committed $2 billion per year to each. We two, he two.
The visit began with a bilateral meeting where President Prabowo and Emir Sheikh Tamim discussed opportunities for cooperation in various sectors. Following that, the two leaders had close door talks. The official visit concluded with the signing of a memorandum of understanding to further strengthen bilateral ties between the two nations. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Russia reaffirms commitment to strengthen economic ties with Indonesia. Ofra Regina with the reports.
Deputy Minister of Industry and Trade of the Russian Federation, Alexei Krastev, referred Russia's commitment to deepening its economic cooperation with Indonesia. His remarks were delivered during the last Congress International Business Forum Russia-Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday. Krastev emphasized the long-standing trade relationship between the two nations, highlighting that this partnership should continue to be mutually beneficial and complementary. He stressed that both countries must work together to meet each other's interests and contribute to the prosperity of both nations.
We are also ready to increase pressure on Indonesia, so what we believe our long-standing partnership should be mutually beneficial and complementary, so we can meet the interests of each other, benefiting the nation. So that is why Russia is open for high-tech products being produced in Indonesia to integrate into our supply chains.
Krastev also expressed hope that the forum would pave the way for greater business-to-business interactions and cooperation between entrepreneurs from both countries. He further emphasized that Russia is not only focused on offering products, but also keen to understand Indonesia's needs, aligning with the country's national priorities and supporting its overall development.
In the meantime, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry encourages stronger business ties between Indonesia and Russia. Andre Ramdhani brings the latest.
Chairman of the Indonesia, Russia and Belarus Bilateral Committee at the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Kadin Didik Ratam, emphasized the importance of strengthening ties between Indonesian and Russian entrepreneurs during the Indonesia-Russia Business Forum in Jakarta on Monday. He said Indonesia, under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto, is currently undergoing an economic resurgence. However, building sustainable cooperation will require time, trust, and strong relationship between business players from both countries.
So what I urge to all of my fellow persons from Indonesia as well as from Russia, to have patience. We are still at the beginning of this.
Didik also highlighted the importance of increasing two-way trade between Indonesia and Russia. He noted that the chamber is open to enhancing cooperation by welcoming Russian imports while also promoting Indonesia's strong export potential. He underlined that fair and mutually beneficial trade relations are key to long-term success and economic resilience. The business association he added remains committed to fostering partnerships that benefit not only companies, but also the people of both nations.
The Indonesian government is fast-tracking the creation of red and white village cooperatives to boost the rural economy. Desi Anugrah has the details.
The Indonesian government has launched an accelerated initiative to establish red and white village cooperatives, known as Kopis Merah Putih, as part of its strategy to strengthen the rural economy. Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs, Zulkifli Hasan, announced on Monday that the program follows a presidential directive to accelerate development, promote inclusive growth, and demonstrate a strong commitment to rural communities.
Kopis Desa Merah Putih, itu nanti setiap desa akan dibangun Kopis Desa Merah Putih itu.
Every village will have a red and white village co-op to help solve local problems, ranging from fertilizer supply, managing rice crops, farming equipment, to setting up village clinics and small grocery shops. The goal is to shorten the supply chain so co-ops can purchase directly from producers at the best prices.
Zulkifli
emphasized that the cooperatives are designed to cut the long supply chain that has burdened farmers and rural communities for the tide. The government aims to gradually establish the cooperative within 1 to 2 months. With red and white village cooperatives, the government aims to grow a rural economy so that farmers are no longer poor and no village is left behind.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian National Polo Team holds trial match ahead of the 2025 SEA Games. More details are provided by Rama Shifty Pratama.
Indonesian National Polo Team had a trial match on Sunday, April 13th at the Nusantara Polo Club in Boca Raton, West Java, as part of its preparations for the 2025 SEA Games in Thailand this December. After observing the match, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Tito Aryo Tejo, expressed optimism that the Polo Team could bring home a gold medal.
Insyaallah,
God willing, whatever the Indonesian Polo Team needs for the SEA Games, we will make sure it's fulfilled, because the target is gold. I hope this gold target is seen not as pressure, but as motivation to contribute to Indonesia's medal tally in the future. Tito also emphasized that Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto is fully committed to the development of Indonesian polo, with the SEA Games gold medal as one of the primary goals. He added that the Ministry of Youth and Sports has been preparing support for the national polo team. Over the past 2 decades, Indonesia's national polo team has earned a series of achievements at both the Southeast Asian and Asian levels, and now sets its sights on historic win in Thailand. Rama Shifty Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, Indonesia Prabowo Subianto lands in Jordan and receives an Air Force escort. Rama Shifty Pratama with the reports.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto arrived in Amman, Jordan on Sunday, April 13, continuing his state visit to several Middle Eastern countries after departing from Qatar. His arrival was marked by a special honor, such as fighter jets from the Royal Jordanian Air Force escorted the Indonesian presidential aircraft upon entering Jordanian airspace. According to the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat on Monday, Prabowo expressed his gratitude to the escort pilots directly from the cockpit.
Fighter 101, this is Indonesia 1. I am Prabowo Subianto, President of the Republic of Indonesia. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for escorting me.
Militer Airbase, this, Prabhu was greeted with a warm welcome by King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein in an official ceremony, dedicated a fly pass by Jordanian fighter jets. In a personal gesture, King Abdullah II himself drove Prabhu to his hotel escort of the royal motorcade. Prabhu shares a special personal connection with Jordan, as he lived there after his honorable discharge from the Indonesian military in 1998. Ramsey Kipatama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Qatar and Danantara Investment with Anna Prijayakasi. Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today it's on Qatar and Danantara Investment. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is still carrying out his visit agenda to the Middle East and Turkey, starting April the 9th with the United Arab Emirates as the first country. After that, President Prabowo Subianto continued his tour to Turkey, Qatar, and Egypt. In Qatar, President Prabowo had a bilateral meeting with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, which took place at the Emir Dewan Palace Doha on Sunday, and discussed opportunities for strategic cooperation in various fields. The two heads of state also witnessed the signing of a memorandum of understanding on the strategic dialogue between the government of Indonesia and the government of the state of Qatar, signed by Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono and the Prime Minister, who is also Minister of Foreign Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. After meeting with the Emir of Qatar, President Prabowo Subianto revealed Qatar's investment plans in Indonesia. He explained that the Qatari government was very enthusiastic about investing in Indonesia. According to him, the Qatari government will invest $2 billion to the Indonesian Danantara Investment Management Agency. Qatar's investment plan in Danantara, which is part of a joint investment fund worth $4 billion, shows Qatar's trust in the investment management agency that was just inaugurated by President Prabowo Subianto on February the 24th. It also shows Danantara's credibility in terms of assets and authority, which makes Qatar willing to share the risk in the project that will be jointly funded by Indonesia and Qatar. Qatar's confidence in investing in the Indonesian Danantara also reflects confidence in joint investment management for Indonesia and the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Here is quote of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. Raden Ajengkartini is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. And that's today, quote of the day.
And reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and NRA station across Indonesia, NRA.co.id is the answer. NRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at NRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Thank you.
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
will listen to Indonesia Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Sunyaragi Cave, an artificial cave in Sunyaragi Village, Kesambi District, Cirebon City, West Java Province, Indonesia. This structure, resembling a temple, is often referred to Sunyaragi Cave Water Garden. The name Sunyaragi comes from the Sanskrit words sunya, meaning quiet, and ragi, meaning body. The primary purpose of this cave was to serve as a resting and meditation place for the sultans of Cirebon and their families. Sunyaragi Cave is a cultural heritage site in Cirebon City, West Java Province, covering an area of about 15 hectares. Sunyaragi Cave Water Garden at its core is a place where royal figures and palace warriors practice meditation to enhance their martial arts skills. The structure and layout of this site represent a water garden, which is why it is also known as Sunyaragi Water Garden. In ancient times, the cave complex was surrounded by Lake Jati. Additionally, the site featured artificial waterfalls as decorative elements along with other garden ornaments, such as an elephant, the statue of a Virgin Maiden, and Garuda statue. Sunyaragi Cave is part of Pakuwati Palace, now known as Kasepuhan Palace.
According to Charubanagari version of Cirebon's history, Sunyaragi Cave was established in 1703 AD by Prince Kararangan, a descendant of Sunan Gunung Jati. Sunyaragi complex has undergone several renovations and improvements. This historic structure is uniquely designed and adorned with coral stones at every point. These coral clusters resemble clouds and are referred to Wandasan. Wandasan helps regulate the temperature within the complex by slowing the propagation of heat, preserving the meditative and tranquil ambience ideal for the royal family's focus on introspection. That was today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Family environment and our neighborhood environment. So when the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or fathers who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity outside houses. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when a woman not have such access in our home or our closer environment, it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment, and then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes often we have very strong desire on manpower, but restricting the woman's engagement. So having a neighborhood, work environment, lecturer environment, university environment is very important to be an enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to our system. Of course there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave, maternity leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problems, and if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access, or the first one is having access, yeah. So those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women, and women can have a lot of power because once they are enrolled into STEM, they will also
Untuk Bahasa Indonesia, or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and helps you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the language center and the government agency Academy of Communication, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means in Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany you the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion, and also information through our social media in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in voilistener@gmail.com and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, Voice listener, for accompanying me. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us, always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.